Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Gold Arayantirim Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches, the 11th Perek Chelek. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once met Eliyahu and asked if he would enter Om Haba. Eliyahu answered, "If this Lord wills it," referring to the Shekhinah, which was with him. Rabbi Yeshua asked when Mashiach would come, and Eliyahu told him to ask Mashiach himself. He told Rabbi Yeshua that he sits at the gate of the city among the poor people afflicted with tzaras. Everyone else unties all their bandages at once, but Mashiach does one at a time, saying, "Dilma mebeina, perhaps I'll be needed at any moment, so I should not be delayed at all." Rabbi Yeshua greeted him, and Mashiach responded, "Shalom aleichem bar Levi, peace upon you, son of Levi." Rabbi Yeshua asked when he was coming, and he replied, "Hayom, today." Later, Eliyahu told Rabbi Yeshua that Mashiach's greeting indicated that he and his father would enter Om Haba. Rabbi Yeshua protested that Mashiach lied to him since he said he was coming today and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant, "Hayom im bako tishma'u, today if you heed his voice." Point number two, Ula said, "Yesi v'lech mine, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him." Rabbah said the same, but Rav Yosef said, "Let him come and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung." Abai asked Rabbah why he did not want to see Mashiach. If it's because of Hevel Shel Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer asked him, "Ma yasa adam yinatzim Hevel Shel Mashiach? What should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach?" And he responded, "Yasip Ketorah Gmilas Hasadim. He should involve himself in studying Torah and acts of kindness." Abai concluded that since Rabbah certainly excelled them both, why was he afraid to see Mashiach? Rabbi answered, "Shema yigro machet, I'm afraid that perhaps sin will cause me to lose my protection from Hevle Mashiach." And point number three, two sources are provided for the principle of chet, taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, "Behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go," yet when Yaakov heard that Esav was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, "V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo," and Yaakov was greatly afraid and it distressed him. The reason is that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. A braisa darshans ayavor amcha Hashem, until your people passes Hashem, zobi rishona. This refers to the first entering Eretz Yisrael under Yeshua. Ayavor amzukanisa, until this people you've acquired passes, zobi ashnia. This refers to the second entering under Ezra. This comparison teaches, Ru'uyim haya Yisrael, lasos lahem neis, but b'yashnia k'bi arishona. Yisrael deserved for a miracle to be performed for them in the second entering like in the first entering, when they experienced great miracles and came of their own accord. El shagar machet. But sin during the first base of Migdash caused the loss of this benefit, and they required permission to return. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once met Eliyahu and asked if he would enter Om Haba. Eliyahu answered, "If this Lord wills it," referring to the Shekhinah, which was with him. Rabbi Yeshua asked when Mashiach would come, and Eliyahu told him to ask Mashiach himself. He told Rabbi Yeshua that he sits at the gate of the city among the poor people afflicted with tzaras. Everyone else unties all their bandages at once, but Mashiach does one at a time, saying, "Dilma mebeina, perhaps I'll be needed at any moment, so I should not be delayed at all." Rabbi Yeshua greeted him, and Mashiach responded, "Shalom aleichem bar Levi, peace upon you, son of Levi." Rabbi Yeshua asked when he was coming, and he replied, "Hayom, today." Later, Eliyahu told Rabbi Yeshua that Mashiach's greeting indicated that he and his father would enter Om Haba. Rabbi Yeshua protested that Mashiach lied to him since he said he was coming today and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant, "Hayom im bako tishma'u, today if you heed his voice." Point number two, Ula said, "Yesi v'lech mineh, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him." Rabbah said the same, but Rav Yosef said, "Let him come and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung." Abai asked Rabbah why he did not want to see Mashiach. If it's because of Hevel Shel Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer asked him, "Ma yasa adam yinatzim Hevel Shel Mashiach? What should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach?" And he responded, "Yasip Ketorah Gmilas Hasadim. He should involve himself in studying Torah and acts of kindness." Abai concluded that since Rabbah certainly excelled them both, why was he afraid to see Mashiach? Rabbi answered, "Shema yigro machet, I'm afraid that perhaps sin will cause me to lose my protection from Hevle Mashiach." And point number three, two sources are provided for the principle of chet, taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, "Behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go," yet when Yaakov heard that Esav was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, "V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo," and Yaakov was greatly afraid and it distressed him. The reason is that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. A brisa darshan's ayavur amcha Hashem, until your people passes Hashem, zobi rishona. This refers to the first entering Eretz Yisrael under Yeshua. Ayavur amzukanisa, until this people you've acquired passes, zobi ashnia. This refers to the second entering under Ezra. This comparison teaches, Ru'uyim haya Yisrael, lasus lam nes, but biashnia kabia rishona. Yisrael deserved for a miracle to be performed for them in the second entering, like in the first entering, when they experienced great miracles and came of their own accord. But sin during the first base of Mikdash caused the loss of this benefit, and they required permission to return. All right, so now we get our siman daf tzadiches, and the siman is clowns because of tzchok. So clowns is our siman. So here goes. At the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevle Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shemi Yigru Machet. Once again, slow motion. At the Mashiach clown act, that must be one daf tzadiches, tzchok, clown. At the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom, today. Rabbi Shuben thought the Mashiach lied to him since he was coming today, and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant Hayom im bekol tishma'u, today, if you heed his voice. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevle Mashiach, which reminds us, Ula said, Yesi v'lech minei, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him. Rabbi said the same, but Rav Yosef said, let him come, and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung. Abai asked Rabbi why he did not want to see Mashiach. If it's because of Chevel Shem Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim Rabbi Elazar asked him, Ma yasa adam yinatzel mechevel Shem Mashiach? What should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach? And he responded, Yasuk b'torah gmilas hasodim. He should involve himself in studying Torah and in acts of kindness. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevle Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shema Yigru Machet, which reminds us, two sources are provided for the principle of Shema Yigru Machet, of chet taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go, yet when Yaakov heard that Esau was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, "V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo," and Yaakov was greatly afraid, and it distressed him. The reason is shaya misyara shem yigro machet, that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. So once again, at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevle Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shemi Yigru Mechid. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Daf Tzadi Dalad. So the Simran Daf Tzadi Dalad is a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must be Daf Tzadi Dalad. The hunter discovered a Chizkiya Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, which reminds us of Kodesh Baruch Hu sought to make Chizkiya HaMelech HaMashiach, but he didn't sing Shira. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiya Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about the destruction of Sanherib's army that a flame would burn Tachas Kovdo beneath his honor. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that the soldiers' bodies were burned, but not their honor, referring to their clothing, which Rabbi Yochanan would call those things which honor me. Malazar interprets their souls were burned, but their bodies, meaning their honor, remained untouched. So the hunter discovered a Chizkiya Melech HaMashiach crown that was discarded with a cancel note due to a lack of Shira, right next to the charred remains of enemy soldiers whose uniforms remained intact, which were being examined by a young Jewish boy and girl who were proficient in Dinei Tumah with Tahara. Which reminds the Gemara discusses Chizkiya's national Torah revolution. Chizkiya thrust a sword over the base Midrash entrance and declared, whoever does not involve himself in winning Torah should be pierced with this sword. Later, they checked all of Eretz Yisrael and could not find a single Amaretz. They couldn't find a boy, girl, man, or woman who was not proficient even in the difficult laws of Tumah and Tahara. Dav Tzadihe, so the Simmer Dav Tzadihe is a Tzahal, tank commander. So here goes. The tank commander, that must be a Dav Tzadihe, Tzahal, tank commander. The tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king, which reminds us, the Gemara tells how David HaMelech fell into Yishbi's hands, the brother of Goliath, and how Avishai saved him. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Kvitzas Ha'aretz happened for three people. Avishai and his rescuing of David, Eliezer on his journey to find a wife for Yitzchak, and then for Yaakov Avinu, who went to Haran and then came back to Beis El. So the tank commander shooting at a giant who captured a king was trying not to hit a man davening under land that contracted when he spotted a massive army of enemy soldiers crossing the Yarden, which reminds the Gemara describes Sanherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden. Daf Tzadivav. So the Siman Daf Tzadivav is a town crier who proclaims the king's commands. So here goes. As a town crier, that must be more Daf Tzadivav, Tzav, Mitzvah. As the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, which reminds the Gemara gives a background to Buchanetzer's four steps to defend Hashem's honor. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite the letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe, which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Nebuzaradan breaking through the gates of Yerushalayim. He had a single axe left, and upon striking the gate with its blunt end, it opened. He went through the city, killing as he went, until he reached the base of Mikdash and lit it aflame. The Heichal began to ascend, but it was trampled from Shemaim. Nebuzaradan grew haughty, and a Baskel went forth. It is a killed nation that you've killed. It's a burned heichal you burn and ground flour that you've ground. Their destruction was decreed by Kodesh Baruch Hu and are not your successes. So as the town crier blew his trumpet to stop the foreign king's secretary from taking more than four steps to rewrite a letter for the Melech, he wasn't able to stop the enemy's general who opened the gate to the city with the blunt end of his axe and was about to discover bubbling blood on the temple floor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Maisa of Nebuzaradan finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah, who was murdered 250 years earlier. Dav Tzadizayin, so the Simmer Dav Tzadizayin is a chess master. So here goes. The crowd of the Mashiach chess match, that must be on Dav Tzadizayin, chess. The crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, which reminds us, many descriptions are given about the generation when Ben David will come, when Mashiach will come, including Pnei Hador and Pnei Kelev. The face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ha'emes ne'ederes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive, which reminds us that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshaned several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the miners were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, ma'isim tovim, like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalin. If Yisrael repents, they'll be redeemed. Im lav, ein nigalin. And if not, they'll not be redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua objects, if they don't repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu will establish a melech over them, whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's, Yisrael ois in tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzirim lemutav, and Hashem will thereby return them to the right path. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do melechot is whether Kol Yisrael needed to do tshuva for Mashiach to come? That's on daf Tzadizayin. Good. Number two, which of the one whoever teaches Torah in this world merits to do so in Olam Haba? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number three, which of the one that Ula and Rabbah both said regarding Mashiach, let him come, but I should not see him? That's on daf Tzadi Ches. Good. Number four, which of the one about Sennacherib's vast army and how they crossed the Yarden? That's on daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number five, which of the one about Nebuzaradan breaking through the walls of Yerushalayim and destroying the temple that was already considered destroyed? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number six, which of the one that Boaz gave Rus six barleys as a hint that six sons are destined to descend from her, each one blessed in six ways? That's on daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number seven, which of the one that it's futile to try to determine when Mashiach will come? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number eight, which of the one that one source for the concept of Shema Yigro Mechet is Yaakov Avinu fearful of Esav and his men, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying he would be with him? That's on daf Tzadi Ches. Good. Number nine, which of the one the generation in which Mashiach comes will have the face of a dog and the elders will stand before the miners? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number ten, which of the incident where Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom? That's on daf Tzadiches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.